today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
And I'm going to speak, I don't want to get ahead of myself, to young eaglets that's on the crest of your nest, that's about to launch from the nest. God told me to tell you that you need to see a bigger plane. You need to see, have a greater observation of what you're looking at, because God is trying to get you not to just fly at eye level, but he wants you to mount up. Like every time your wings catch air, you should be going higher. And God is going to send the wind, but you need to mount up.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Mounting Up is a Process. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31.
Isaiah 40 is our text today. I strongly recommend that you get the message from this morning. We taught a message entitled Elevation. I'm dealing with a series called Soar. I believe there's a lift, and I'll be speaking prophetically over you. And I have another message that I believe the Lord has given me to share with the body. But please look at that. You want to like it and share it on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, you want to subscribe to our channel. That's Truth Revealed International Ministries. And you can share it as well. If you're live streaming through the app, God bless you. Please let us know who you are. Isaiah 40 verses 28 through 31 is our text. And the word of the Lord reads like this. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint or to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths or the young men shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. It goes on to say they shall walk and not faint. Glory, hallelujah. They shall walk and not faint. I want to draw your attention close to verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Here's the word, they shall mount up. I want to share with you from this thought as I deal with a series called SOAR, which is an acronym. And I'll share with you in a moment. Today's message is entitled, Mounting Up is a Process. Mounting up is a process. The promise is, if you wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength and you will mount up. But I'm also tying with the promise that mounting up is a process. So for this message, Father, I ask for the anointing that would make this task bearable. I ask that you would anoint my voice and my vocal cords in this season to minister to this diverse people. Everyone came here today to receive a word from you. Holy Spirit, let us not be disappointed. So remove me. I decrease that you would increase. In this moment, Holy Spirit, elevate the minds and the hearts of your people. I thank you that there is no psychological disturbance. There is no fear. I break the spirit of fear. And I ask you, Holy Ghost, to charge the atmosphere with faith. And I decree and declare that we are one in Christ. Have your way by allowing us to synchronize with you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. It is in Christ's name we pray. Let the church say amen. Could you put your hands together, everybody, for the word of the Lord? And the word of the Lord is already blessed. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I'm all it says that I am. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My mind is accessible. I'm quick and alert, ready to receive the word of God. I can't die and I can't quit because there's too much life in me. Can you say amen? Amen. I need to get back to where we're confessing over the word, because you got to love the word. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Isaiah is the messianic prophet. He prophesies to us in chapter 40 of a renewal of strength and a focus may have been lost along the way. Have you not known? Which simply implies, that is verse 28, that you may have known or heard of, but it's not concrete. Sometimes life can hit you in the gut and you can lose what you know. Have you not known? Have you not heard? These things should be familiar to us, but you can get hit in such a way that what you know can be dislodged in you. It's not settled. Have you not known, have you not heard that the everlasting, we're not talking about someone who's laterally on our level, but the everlasting God, the Lord, the one that is majestic, that his words break cedar, his words change systems, his word can return unto him void until it accomplishes what he sent it to do. His word is not like man's word. Let man be a liar, but let God be true. His word is sent to heal. His word is sent to deliver. His word is sent to lift up the heads of God's people. He's the creator. When I talk about evolution, I said he's the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't faint, and neither does he get tired. He may get frustrated with us, but he's never tired. The Bible says he understands, his understanding is unsearchable. Paul said, and his ways past finding out. So if you're trying to find out why God does what he does, you're going to be searching for that for the rest of your life. What you need to ask him is, what do I do with what you did? Not why did you do it, but what do I do with it? After I watch you do it, and I know you're in charge, what do you want me to do now? Even youths, young people should be known for their strength and their spry and their quickness and their agility. But even youths, the Bible says, will faint and get weary. We're living in that season now where young people are saying, I'm so tired. My grandmama said, you can't get tired. You don't even have a back yet. You just have a gristle. What does that mean, grandmama? What do you mean I don't have a back? I said, she was talking about picking up trash in the yard. And I said, my back hurts. She said, you don't have a back. You have a gristle. I didn't mean that in the dictionary. I just said it under my breath. But anyway, my grandma had us raking the yard with a broom. Sweep the dirt. It don't make sense. I said, my back hurts. She said, you don't have a back. You have a gristle. But even young people get tired, right? And the Bible said they will even faint. Even young men will utterly fall. That means give up. Give up on your dreams. Give up on your college. Want to sell drugs versus going to school, giving up on your dreams. We think in America that the end justify the means, but it doesn't. Even in America, that's what's held, that's what's heralded. As long as you win in the end, but it's not true. If you want to build stature and character that will outlast your ability to make money, you need to do it the right way. Because God is not after just you getting money. Money won't buy you love. I heard 50 Cent say something powerful. He says, and this is also Mike Tyson, if you think money, I've had it. If you think money is going to make you happy, you're going to be sad. Mike Tyson says, I was the happiest I've ever been when I was locked in prison. Because I thought money would make me satisfied, but it didn't. I had the mansions. I had the money, and I was still confused. And if you think going for more money is going to make you happy, you're going to miss God. Even young men will utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Here's the word. They will mount up. 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 They will not slow down. They will mount up. They will not tear down. They will mount up. They will not go down. They will mount up. If they're down, they will still mount up. Come on, I'm all the way up. I got to go there. I'm all the way up. Come on, come on. I'm all the way up. Come on, say nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. I got to go there because y'all ain't there yet. I got to say it. I'm all the way up. Glory to God. And nothing can stop me because I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. That's what you got to say. I'm all the way up. I'm mounting up. I'm not going down in this season. I'm not settling for mediocrity. I'm going higher. I'm all the way up. I'm mounting up like wings of an eagle. I was at a lower altitude, but something happened. I caught a wind, and it helped me to mount up like wings of an eagle. Eagle is not satisfied with flying. If you ever see an eagle flying at eye level, your eye level, something is wrong. They may come down to get prey, but then they go up. And I'm going to speak, I don't want to get ahead of myself, to young eaglets that's on the crest of your nest that's about to launch from the nest. God told me to tell you that you need to see a bigger plane. You need to see, have a greater observation of what you're looking at, because God is trying to get you not to just fly at eye level, but he wants you to mount up. Like every time your wings catch air, you should be going higher. And God is going to send the wind, but you need to mount up.
Glory to God.
God is going to send it. Notice, when the wind comes against an eagle, he never frowns. He says, time to go higher. And if you don't know who you are, see, a vulture won't do that. He just want to glide.
Oh my God.
But a raptor says, I got to go higher. A falcon says, I got to go higher.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
A hawk says, I can't stay here. I've got to go higher. Come on, we're fine-tuning our focus today. We're going to focus on the right position that God has for us. God wants his children to be successful. He doesn't expect us to be valley walkers for the rest of our lives. Yes, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Stop right there. You're not supposed to stay in the valley. Pick the lily that's in the valley and get on moving. Keep on moving. Don't stop. No. Keep on moving. Don't stop. No. Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Don't stop. No. Keep on moving. Don't keep on moving. You got to keep on moving. Don't stop. No. There is no stopping inside of me. I may walk slow, but I got swag as I walk slow. I'm going to move forward. I'm not standing still. My life is a progression. I'm moving forward and I'm going higher, because we need to mount up. God
God wants you to focus on the right position. This is the position today. Mount up. The Lord told me to tell you that he has made a decision about you. He's made a decision about you. He's made a decision, and that decision is to cause you to mount up. He's made a decision that he's about to lift you. He's already made this decision that he's about to lift you. I said it to the church this morning. He's placed, watch me, he's placed his finger under your chin. And he's lifting up your head. Say, I'm about to mount up. Holy Ghost told me to tell you he's placing, the finger of God is being placed under your chin and he's lifting you up. You're going to come out of this service like this. Now, people that don't know you would say that's pride. No, it's a lifting in my head. It's a lifting in my heart. It's a lifting in my eye beyond the hills from where my help comes from. My help comes from you, God. Come on, praise him. Send that praise out. There's a lifting. Y'all don't know what to do with it. When I drop a seed, you got to water it with praise. When I drop a seed of principle, you must water it with a praise. A praise. And you'll see power released to manifest it. Joseph is in the dungeon, as I shared this morning. He's down there for a few years. But he's growing in the darkness, just like a photo. Right now we have instant digital cameras. But there used to be a time we had to drop it off at Walgreens. If you don't know anything about that, thank you, Jesus. But I came out of Israel in 1999 and I took pictures and I had to drop them off at Walgreens for them to get developed. Some of you have been dropped off and been in the dark room for a long time, but God is developing you into a beautiful picture. Sharp, sharp, sharp. Joseph was in the dungeon for many years and forgotten. But the work that he was doing and watching his diet and all of that was developing him. God was developing him into a type of savior while in the dungeon, or a type of grave. When you're hidden, God is burying you. That's what it's about. You experience the death and then the burial. And we like to run right to the resurrection. But it is in the burial of the process that God develops you. It is his death, his burial, and resurrection. And when you die with Jesus, don't just rush to resurrection. Let him bury you. Now, God gave Joseph a promise when he was a young boy. And things got worse for him afterwards. Just like God has given you a promise and things got worse. What are you going to do with it? Quit? Or are you going to stay with the process? Because mounting up is a process. Joseph is in there, but he didn't allow it to hinder his ability to take what he learned from his father and put it into practice. The scripture says that Joseph was down there. He walked in favor. Josephus says that he purified the water while he was there. Instead of him saying, I'm in prison and they did me wrong and I'm just going to get bitter versus better, I'll just sit here and just wait on them to deliver me. He took his skill set and put it into practice while there. That's what happens in burial as well. Even though God is developing you and no one can see it, you shouldn't stop moving. Even when people can't see it. His seer's anointing was quickened and developed when he was in the dark spot. So here comes the baker and the butler. They sent into prison too. They had dreams, and Joseph spoke to them as an interpreter of dreams. We don't need a lot of dreamers today. We need interpreters. We need people who can say, this is that which. This is that. I believe God is saying this. It's according to the word that he had. This is the interpretation of what you're seeing right now. This is that which was spoken. Joseph said, your dreams are one and the same. The 3 days, or the three this, or the three that, represents 3 days. And in 3 days, Pharaoh is going to lift your heads. And I believe the Holy Ghost told me to tell you, in 3 days, God is about to lift your countenance. He's about to lift your faith. He's going to help you to dream about financial expansion. You're going to see souls saved, but God's going to do something in you in 3 days. You mark my words. You're coming out of this fog that you used to be in and stepping into a clear zone. The shackle on your feet is about to be broken. The stuff you've been praying for, God says, I'm about to move, because I'm going to lift your head. Don't resist the lift. Let him elevate you. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Thank you, God. And this word mounting up is important. Out of Deuteronomy 32, verse 11 and 12, it reads like this: as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taking them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. In this passage, we see God comparing something to an eagle. Mounting up is shown to us by looking into the realm of the raptor. If you want to mount up now, you got to look at how the eagle moves. Thank you, God. Notice, as an eagle stirreth up her nest. In other words, she makes the nest uncomfortable. If it's time for you to mount up, it's not nature, it's not somebody else, it's by her instinct. Y'all are too big to be feeding, waiting on me to bring you food. You're almost as big as I am. You have keen eyes, but you won't know how awesome they are until you soar. Oh, you can see things, but you've never seen. When you go higher with the eyes you already have, you'll be able to see further. You'll see dimensions. All you need is light now. You'll be able to see. You'll be able to see fish that are swimming underneath the surface from almost a mile high in the sky. You'll be able to see a small twitch of a rodent. You'll see it when it moves its tail and notice it. You will see a serpent that's about to strike, and you're hundreds of yards away. You will see a rabbit bounce or just move its whisker. Everything else is still, but you will be able to detect when the whisker of the rabbit moves. That's how keen the sight is. But you'll never see it when you're comfortable in the nest. Just coming to church on a Sunday morning and never getting involved. God says, this is what the word says. It's right there in the book of Deuteronomy. She stirs the nest. When they were little chicks, she made sure feathers were there to make it comfortable like a pillow. But she starts plucking the feathers out Now you got sticks in your nest. And the very place that you felt comfortable in is now uncomfortable for you to stay.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Mounting Up is a Process, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2309-0311. That's reference number 2309-0311.
Awakened women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awakened Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Reveal International Ministry. Visit truthreveal.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Youth Church is in full swing. It is time to connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they get mentored and can grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to rally in the red zone and prepare for Monday Night Football on September 25th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall, where the Eagles will square off against the Bucks. Wear your favorite team jersey, and if you're not a fan of these teams, come hang out with us anyway. Refreshments will be served, and Bishop will kick off the evening with a quick word of brotherly love. Remember to also mark your calendar for the Cowboys versus the Chargers on Monday, October 16th. Are you ready for some football?
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.